From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. The latest Manpower Employment Outlook survey identifies Lee County among regions in the country that will experience the highest employment demand going into 2015. And the latest data from RealtyTrack finds that while foreclosure filings in Florida are trending downward, the Sunshine State still leads the nation in the number of home foreclosures. A closer look at economic projections for Southwest Florida as we approach the new year. Plus, a Southwest Florida lawmaker has proposed legislation related to guns in schools. One bill would lift a prohibition on allowing people with concealed carry permits to carry firearms on public universities and college campuses. Another would allow public school district administrators to designate school employees to carry concealed weapons on school property. We'll hear from supporters and opponents. First, this news. From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. This month, Republican State Representative Greg Stube of Sarasota proposed two bills for the Florida legislature to consider in the 2015 session related to guns in schools. One proposal would permit public school administrators to allow specifically designated employees to carry guns on school property. The other would allow people with concealed carry permits to bring firearms onto public university and college campuses. The bills were filed in the wake of last month's shooting incident at Florida State University and the release of a new report finding that Florida has had the second highest number of school shooting incidents in the country since the Sandy Hook mass shooting 2 years ago. Supporters say it's unconstitutional to prevent people licensed to carry guns from defending themselves in the face of potential danger, and that these proposals would actually make us safer. We'll hear from both sides later this hour. But first, we explore economic and employment condition projections for the region as we prepare to enter the new year. According to the latest data from the research firm RealtyTrack, Florida still leads the nation in home foreclosures, with foreclosure filings in one out of every 462 housing units in the state. However, the overall trend appears positive. The state's foreclosure rate in November was down 15% from the same time last year. Meanwhile, the latest Manpower Employment Outlook survey identifies Lee County as among the strongest markets in the nation for hiring demand going into 2015. Joining me now for a closer look is Jim Wall. He's the Communication Director for CareerSource Southwest Florida. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also with us in studio is Economic Advisor Mike Timmerman. He's President and CEO of MJT Realty Economic Advisors, Incorporated, based in Naples. Mike Timmerman, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you, John.
And I invite listeners to join our conversation as well. You can connect with our guests by calling 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. You can also post comments and questions on Facebook at WGCU Public Media or join the live Twitter chat using the hashtag GulfCoastLive. And Jim, while first of all, for those who aren't familiar, can you just tell us a bit about the mission and scope of services provided by CareerSource Southwest Florida?
Certainly. We're the designated labor force exchange for Southwest Florida. We cover five counties, the three coastal, Charlotte, Lee, Collier, Henry, and Glades. And what we do is we match businesses' needs, openings, job openings with qualified applicants. So we operate much like Career Builder, Craigslist, only that since we are tax-funded, there's no fee to this, and employers can access as long as job seekers at no cost to them.
All right. And Mike Timmerman, tell us about your work with MJT, Realty Economic Advisors. Generally, who are your clients and what kind of information do you provide them?
Well, the majority of my clients are developers or lenders or investors. And the work that I do for them is help them identify and look at the real estate trends, the development trends. What are the pricing trends, investment trends? So the goal is to go ahead and really advise them on what we see in the marketplace.
Okay, okay. And Jim Wall, let's take a look at current employment conditions for the region and projections going into the new year. According to the State Department of Economic Opportunities Bureau of Labor Market Statistics, unemployment in Florida dropped to 6% in October. It's just slightly higher than the national unemployment rate. What about here in Southwest Florida? Are we doing better than the state as a whole?
We are. And it's trending in the right way. And when you look at this data, and Michael knows this, the best way to look at it is year over year. Mm-hmm. And we see declining unemployment rates, more job opportunities. Anytime you have a survey like Manpower that comes out that we're the leading job opening in the nation, I think there's some ancillary benefit to that, so that not only are there jobs here, but the much-needed skilled labor force of construction and trade workers, when that word gets out that there are jobs here, then maybe we can get some of those folks back in our area.
And what do you think is driving this incredibly high demand for employment, I guess, going into 2015? Is this above and beyond what we usually see given the busy tourist season is approaching?
I think the data really bears out that we are a seasonal economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we are very tied to our winter visitors, and that's good. Lately, the trend that we're seeing is employers will use seasonal workers to look for that diamond in the rough and keep them on year round. So the fact that our economy and our job market occupation is driven by our seasonal visitors is nothing new to see that there's an increase during the winter. Again, the true data is year over year, how many are being kept on full time, along with the diversity with the efforts of our economic development agencies in the region.
Okay, yeah, because that was one of my questions, just looking at the data, going like, okay, well, it sounds nice, the idea of people moving here, coming here, looking for jobs because the demand is so high. But, you know, generally we tend to think that, you know, someone who's looking for a job, maybe waiting tables or something in the tourist industry, and then again, that job might not be there, say, come April or May. But that's not necessarily the case. Folks are still coming.
Not necessarily. And I'm sure, you know, Michael will have something to say about this, the housing, because, again, lessons learned is that when that demand gets for housing, you know, we still need affordable housing for our labor force. And we remember the time when it was almost unaffordable. So the jobs are driven by the economy, tourism, hospitality, no doubt about it. That's a driving force, along with the medical industry. And again, the medical industry, you know, they're tend to be more high wage, high salary type of jobs. So, you know, it's all good news. It's just some of the, I think some of the concerns with the housing and that may come back into play.
Sure. And Mike, I guess we'll throw it to you then there. Tell us about how what's going on with the housing industry might be impacting employment.
Well, you know, John made a good point. I mean, we are a seasonal market. However, if we look over the last 15 years, the seasonality has definitely leveled off. I mean, we've got a lot of people that come down here in the summertime. So we still have that tourism, hospitality, that portion of the market continues to grow and grow. But we're also seeing more young professionals begin to move down to Southwest Florida, as we were talking before. I mean, our demographic has shifted with the expansion of Hertz moving here, Arthrex, and other large corporations. This area becomes much more attractive for people to come down and look. From a standpoint of housing and cost for housing for those employees, home prices have increased significantly over the last couple of years. And some of the trends that we're seeing is that price appreciation level, that rate of appreciation, is definitely leveling off. It's not dropping, but instead of being 15 or 20%, it's half that. It's 10%, which is good from a standpoint of providing more a better stable economy so we don't have a correction in the marketplace, but also goes and keeps pricing down a little bit lower. But that's really kind of what we end up seeing in the marketplace is the demographic has really shifted in Southwest Florida, which provides us a more level employment process.
Right. So like as you mentioned, you know, organizations like Hertz and Arthrex, those aren't necessarily related to our seasonal economy. Those
Correct.
Are going to be more stable year-round jobs and, as you said, high-paying jobs.
Right. Okay. And the more companies we get like that, it attracts even more corporate looks. And, you know, we've got obviously a very active economic development process for the region that we're really trying to go ahead and push to get more companies here. And obviously it's beginning to take effect.
And now, Mike, last year around this time, we had kind of a similar conversation on the show. And I remember one of the things we talked about was issues with the construction industry and not being able to find enough qualified workers
Right.
to meet the demand. Is that still an issue now?
It's still an issue. Not as bad as it was, but it's still an issue. You know, when we talked last, a lot of people that were here during the downturn, They moved to other markets, primarily to the energy-producing markets, Texas, the center portion of the country, up all the way up through North Dakota. Those markets are much more stable. You don't see the ups and downs in the markets that you do. And they tend to sit down and say, I'm making good money here. I don't have to go through the booms and busts. Do I want to go ahead and make that change? But what it does do is it provides opportunities for newer, younger professionals, younger people to come into the construction industry so they can go ahead and move forward. And obviously there's a significant amount of job opportunities in the construction industry. We've had some significant increases in single-family housing starts in Lee and Collier over the last couple of years. So that'll continue over the next couple of years.
Okay. And Jim, in preparation for this conversation, you had sent me some very helpful data.
Thank you.
Really looking at income totals, breaking them down by county here in Southwest Florida, as well as some top industries. Could you break down that data for us or highlight some of the trends that that reveals?
Well sure. And probably nothing too surprising, but CareerSource Southwest Florida, as I mentioned, we operate as a labor exchange or job matching, much like CareerBuilder or Craigslist. So the data that I provided is information from employers, businesses who have actually posted jobs and wages. And, within the top 10 most openings, annual openings, six out of the top 10 are in the tourism hospitality industry. No surprise. Part of the challenge for this area is generally the perception of those jobs are low paying. And when you look at an average household income of $42,000, you really need to be, the $20-$25 an hour to meet that average. And we still have a ways to go with that. And that's why companies that have been mentioned before, Hertz and Arthrex, are important to this area. The other thing that they look at when companies like that is the talent supply. And another challenge, and I think Michael may be able to speak to this too, is how do we keep that talent here? Actually, later today, I'm going to do a commencement speech at ITT, which is the tech center. Mm-hmm. So, you had FGCU, SWF, Hodges, all of the colleges and tech centers, that they are producing graduates. So that labor market, that talent supply is here. It's a matter of matching them up with the businesses, their needs, and keeping those young professionals in the area.
We're taking a closer look at hiring and economic projections for Southwest Florida as the new year approaches. We're talking with Jim Wall of CareerSource Southwest Florida and MJT Realty Economic Advisors President and CEO Mike Timmerman. Join the conversation with your phone calls to 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Join our live Twitter chat using the hashtag Gulf Coast Live or post comments and questions on our Facebook page at WGCU Public Media. And Jim, I was curious about, from the experience of you and other folks with CareerSource Southwest Florida, as the unemployment rate has been dropping, have you experienced a decrease in need or demand for your services, or has it simply switched from the employee side to the employer side?
Yeah, it's the chicken and the egg, and we're never sure what's best because it is very cyclical, and we have seen this before where the unemployment rate is very, very low. And then, yes, our attention switches to the businesses in the area. Our centers throughout the region, there isn't a day that goes by where we don't have an employer in there recruiting. And one of the trends that we've seen this year is they started a lot earlier. We had businesses within the centers holding job fairs and career fairs, doing the interview, August and September, which is really, really early. Mm-hmm. Because traditionally when the unemployment is a little higher or things are a little bit more uncertain, they may wait till December or even after the first of the year. So one of the trends that we saw was that they were in our centers much, much earlier this year, already doing the recruiting, which again extends that economic disposable income that's spent in the area, which is all healthy signs on a larger economic forecast.
All right. And Mike Timmerman, before we get into projections for the building and real estate industry, going forward, for folks who maybe are recent transplants to Southwest Florida and maybe weren't here during the height of the burst of the housing bubble, whenever I should say the low, not the height, can you give us something of a quick overview of really what has happened to the industry since the economic recovery began?
Sure, no problem. Our market here really began the pricing of homes really began to fall the first part of 2006. And the pricing dropped about 50% for Lee and Collier. Lee County was probably the worst place next to Las Vegas as far as price drop. We had a tremendous amount of speculation in the marketplace, primarily in like Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres area, which were really low priced. To give you a good example, home sites in Lehigh and Cape Coral that were going for $5,000 at the height of the market in 2005 and early part of 2006 were going for upwards of $50,000. So obviously, in a period of 2 years, a lot increasing that rate, which means the home goes from $100,000 to $250,000, and people were speculating on this primarily because there was a lot of free money out there, and they were able to go through it and speculate on it at no risk to them. Mm-hmm. So from 2007 to about 2009 or 2010, the pricing dropped about 50% in Lee County, about 40% in Collier County. To date, we're up about 70% from that bottom. So wow. We're not back to where we were, but we're at a healthy pace. We do a breakdown for homes.com on a monthly basis of all the markets across the country, and we created Rebound Report, which does just that. How much is every market rebounded around the country from where its trough was to where it is today? And like I said, Southwest Florida were about 70%, which is pretty consistent for most of the severely affected markets in California, Las Vegas, and in Florida. So Collier actually has done a little bit better than Lee in the last couple of years, but Lee's price point is a little bit lower, and now that's starting to go ahead and pick up. So,
well, let's talk foreclosures for a minute. I had mentioned earlier in the show that Realty Track, says that it's overall positive because the rate is going down, but that Florida still leads the nation in the number of foreclosures. Is that something we should be concerned about, or as we just discussed, is that merely a reflection of how much farther or deeper of a hole we had to crawl out of than most other places?
I think it's partly the deeper hole, and frankly, the foreclosures that may be out there may really be not in the best condition for the market to come and pick back up and purchase. So it really depends on what the attributes of those foreclosed properties are, where are they, and that's what makes it difficult. But overall, the majority of the foreclosures, as you talked about, have been eliminated from the marketplace and have been updated by investors or by individuals who have purchased those homes and begun to build some equity, which is a good thing. Very good thing.
Who are the buyers now? Is it individual, homeowners looking to live in a home that they buy, or is it investors or a mix?
Well, that's a really good question, because about 3 years ago, we started seeing institutional investors come in and buy blocks of homes, scattered homes throughout the country, looking at residential homes as a new asset class. I know I'm a member of the Councils of Real Estate, and we had a meeting in New York, and I really questioned that at that time, because I sat down and said, well, if you're restricting the supply of housing, are you going to falsely inflate pricing when the market begins to change, and how do you go through and manage all these things? So it's been interesting to kind of see how that group has worked. Primarily, the majority of people who are purchasing homes are purchasing for them to live in. There are people out there that are buying the homes and flipping them. They're doing things to the house and flipping them, especially with the price appreciation that's occurred over the last couple of years. That's one of the reasons why the pricing is beginning to level off a little bit, because the market, from a price sensitivity standpoint, the market's not willing to pay 20% more than the year before. So they sit down and say, well, I'm not going to buy anything then. So that begins to level pricing off a little bit.
I've also been reading projections saying that home prices are expected to continue to increase over the next 3 years. Is that a concern? Could we be approaching another bubble?
I do not think so. Okay. I think the demographic that we have in the marketplace, number one, we don't have the free money we had. Mm-hmm. And when you've got price appreciation, again, increasing at such a rapid pace over a couple of years, the leveling off of price appreciation is a very, very good thing. Will it drop again? No. Will it level to something that's more analogous to what a healthy market would be, 5 to 7% a year, which is normal? That's really where it should be. 20% is not where it should be. So that's where we got into a problem prior, but it was being falsely inflated because of the speculative homes in the marketplace and the restriction in supply of homes. We've got a much larger supply of homes from a new home standpoint. We've got a lot of new projects coming online.
So given the price leveling off, the availability of homes, is it still a good time to be a home buyer?
Absolutely.
All right.
That's a great way to go ahead and build equity and build some equity in your home, no doubt about it.
And going back to the foreclosure issue for a minute, according to Realty Track also, you know, they've said that until about July of 2013, foreclosure filings in Florida had been steadily increasing, and then a new law took effect that made it harder for lenders to really start that process. They actually had to have the note in hand. So I guess that particularly relates to issues like zombie foreclosures, what we talked about earlier, homes
right.
that are, you know, just sitting there vacant and not really being taken care of.
Because they can't find the deed. They don't know who owns it. Mm. And that was really a major, major problem. Now that they have to go ahead and have the deed in hand to be able to do that, that will help expedite that process. And in Florida, it's a judicial process. So you've got to go through the court system, which also lengthens that time versus California, which is a much shorter period of time.
Well, do you think that new law is responsible for why we're seeing the drop in foreclosures? It's not that they don't still exist.
I think that definitely is affecting it positively, no doubt about it.
Okay. And when we spoke the other day, you had mentioned you were preparing a presentation to give to a local industry group. Anything pertinent to real estate that you plan on including in that presentation that maybe we haven't gotten into so far?
Well, that presentation, it's from the Urban Land Institute. It's a presentation. It's the 17th year we've been doing. It's actually the oldest market trends presentation in Southwest Florida. It's actually one that I started with several people through the Urban Land Institute. And if you're interested in going through and getting information, the website is swflorida.uli.org, and you can get information on that presentation. That's going to be January 14th at the Quarry between 5 and 7. And what we'll talk about there is the regional pricing appreciation. We'll look at what the resale market is in relation to the new home market. I'll identify what the absorption rate or how quickly new homes are selling. I'll identify where the new communities are that are being sold in the marketplace. And then just talk economically about where we see things moving over the next couple of years, both from a demographic standpoint and from an economic standpoint.
And this next issue, I'm not sure how much of a concern this is, so that's why I wanted to ask you. But I was reading a report from LexisNexis Risk Solutions finding that Florida leads the nation in instances of mortgage fraud, has for the past 5 years, and looks like it's going to continue to. How does that impact, you know, the industry here?
That's a really good question. I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm not really sure what the mechanics of that fraud are and how it relates to the overall pricing trends. I'm not really sure how to answer that question, John.
From the LexisNexis report, it looked like it seemed like the fraud was occurring in just about any stage of the process. So it seems like it would be something that would be kind of hard to nail down.
Right.
But is that something that you think maybe Florida lawmakers might want to consider doing something more to address?
I know they've been very active in that whole process since the downturn in the marketplace, making sure that mortgage fraud, any kind of real estate related fraud, is really evaluated and talked about in legislature to go ahead and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm. And Jim and Mike, to both of you, it sounds like overall things are looking very positive going into the new year.
From an employment occupational, yeah, it's all good news. We just need to work a little bit harder, maybe on diversifying the types of jobs and work on maybe increasing some of the wages. All is good on the workforce development front.
Yeah, and I think from a real estate standpoint and overall economically, I think it's definitely very good. As long as it stays cold and gets lots of snow up north.
That's right.
I mean, we really have to look at our tourism has increased significantly over the last couple of years. And we've had more people that have decided to move down here, which is good. So as our market grows and as we get to the size that we are over a million people in the region, that really helps to go ahead and diversify the overall demographic. And more people decide to go ahead and move there, either for their jobs or their family, because there's opportunities as well as second home people.
John, and if you wouldn't mind, we just launched a regional business workforce guide on our website that has all sorts of initiatives, training, employment, retention, philosophies and initiatives that are available here in Southwest Florida. And if I could just shamelessly tell the businesses out there that please visit our website at www.careersourcesouthwestflorida. Click on the business resource guide, and there's just a tremendous amount of resources, not only for businesses, but also for job seekers.
Gotcha. And you know, Jim, we had touched on a couple times in the conversation, you know, how there might not be the exact right mix that you want between the skills of the workforce you have available and what businesses are looking for. Does CareerSource involve itself in any kind of initiatives to help the folks who already are here looking for jobs gain the skills needed for the jobs that are available?
We do. And part of, like I said, labor exchange job matching is one of our goals. The other thing is skill upgrade training. We actually have an ad hoc committee right now looking at the construction industry. Our challenge is always to identify the needs of the business, match them up with our educational partners, and try to quickly develop those skills and abilities, the occupational upgrading that businesses need tied with our educational institutions.
All right. And, well, we are coming up on the end of this segment of the program, but Mike, if you had any final comments you wanted to leave our listeners with?
Everything is going really well from a standpoint of the housing market. Like I said, we've seen significant increases in housing starts. We've got a lot of new communities coming on in Lee Collier. There are some communities in Charlotte also that are coming online. So economically, we're in good shape. And from a real estate market, we're moving in the right direction.
All right. Fantastic. And Jim, again, things looking up.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much to my guests, Mike Timmerman and Jim Wall, for joining us in studio. Mike Timmerman is president and CEO of MJT Realty Economic Advisors Incorporated, based in Naples. You can find them online at mjtrea.com. Jim Wall is communication director for CareerSource Southwest Florida. You can find out more about services available through the organization and CareerSource Center locations here in Southwest Florida online. That's careersourcesouthwestflorida.com. We're taking a short break, but when we return, Republican State Representative Greg Stube of Sarasota has filed a couple of bills related to guns in schools. One of those proposals would allow those with concealed carry permits to bring firearms on public college and university campuses here in Florida. The proposal comes in the wake of last month's shooting incident at Florida State University, in which three people were injured before law enforcement took down the shooter. Would allowing more people to carry guns on public colleges make those environments safer or more dangerous? That conversation's just ahead. Stay with us. You're listening to WGCU NPR for Southwest Florida.